Welcome to The Common Sense Show with your host, Dave Hodges. We discuss a variety of topics here, including the deep state, the New World Order, Agenda 21. There is no one, no topic beyond Dave's reach, because as you know, you can't dodge the Hodge.
Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. Thanks for staying with us into our guest segment. As you know, we're the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time, and we need your help in freeing the minds of Americans. One, we need to educate, because come on, you know America, for the most part, is dumber than a box of rocks. You know that. You talk to these people. You know, I don't care about politics. You probably hear that a lot. Well, you need to make them care on a level that affects them. And this will be one of those shows where you could be driving down 225 and get your tires shot out. That would be in Denver, Colorado, where an incident took place like this involving our friends, the protesters. Oh, excuse me, the rioters. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be joined in just a minute by Paul Martin. And we've got to pay a couple of bills first and keep the lights on. But let me tell you, the supply chain is broken. We can't get dishwasher, microwave. That's right. I mean, our house is 17 years old. We're not being extravagant here. We need to replace some of these things because they ain't working real well. And we got told you can't get it until November, even though they're advertising for it actively. Talk about deceptive advertising by Lowe's and all the other department stores that do this. So we're going to look, maybe go to Craigslist, who knows. But it's a sign of the times. Your time for getting food and water filtration are about over. And the other side's not going to accept defeat. And if they do win, yeah, good luck exercising your freedom. So here we go, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to tell you, this may be one of the last few days, few weeks, that you're going to be able to prep. So go to preparewithdave.com. Restaurant quality food, 25-year shelf life. Nearly 40% off sale, $100 savings on the four-week package. That's really where you want to go. People are ordering multiple sets, some people without money. A lot of money are teaming up with people because they recognize the shortness of the hour. Preparewithdave.com. And along the same line, same warning, people walk off the job on the third or fourth day. Who's going to treat your water? Answer, nobody. Or FEMA, and you can come here, cross this barbed wire, step into our camp, please, and how much water would you like? Go sit down over there. Oh, by the way, would you like to take a shower? So, ladies and gentlemen, you don't want to depend on these people. The Alexa Pure Pro water filter is the best there is. 40% off. The research on the website, waterwithdave.com, shows you how good it is. Go check it out. 40% sale. Again, waterwithdave.com for the water. preparewithdave.com for the food. And let's get down to business. The shall we say this very clearly? Paul Martin has very disturbing news, and I want to give Paul credit publicly here. He called me a week ago Thursday night, said 5,000 Antifa, Muslim Brotherhood, and I've got to fit together group now, but Chi-Coms were invading Denver, and then, of course, 2 days later were the big Aurora incidents. So, Paul, nice job on that work, but you've got more intel, don't you?
Unfortunately, I do. I wish I didn't. And by the way, we're in the middle of a big thunderstorm here, so if you hear the booms and the bangs and the rain coming down, don't be surprised.
Oh, I just thought it would be Antifa coming to get you.
Good luck with that. There are about 10 to 20,000 Antifa people that are coming into Denver and Aurora. We've already had them. They ran them out of Berthoud, Colorado. I did a speaking engagement up at Estes Park, right below Estes Park. And they were in Estes Park that day. and I met an amazing, amazing human being. We'll call him Bo, and he's a former Marine Corps officer, three tiers of the sandbox, that currently works for a, we'll just say an agency. But after the speaking engagement, I asked him about if he knew about the drop-in fully automatic trigger mechanisms that were found in Lexington, Kentucky, and he goes, "Yeah, I was there the next day."
Oh my!
We've got a new source, Dave. But anyway, I've just been contacting a lot of people around here because we don't know if they're going to spread out. The gentleman that gave me the information is a former Aurora PD, went to law school, is now an attorney. And so we'll be getting some reports. My Bo told me that his sources had told me that they're going to be arriving about 2 p.m. today. It's 2:42 here, but this is in 30 cities, Dave.
That would be in addition to Portland, Seattle, and so forth.
Oh yeah, yeah. They're going to beef up in L.A. and Phoenix and just all over the place.
Oh, Phoenix? Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
And this is a full-blown insurrection, my friend.
What are they planning on doing? Did he give any clues?
Not yet. But I my Aurora PD guy that was in that first assault on Aurora, Colorado, where they cut off I-225 and everything, and he was he took some field glasses with him, and he was spotting snipers on the roofs, and he said, from the view of a former police officer, he said it didn't appear like they were going to go active. It appeared like they were training. So now Antifa's training their own snipers, and gosh almighty, who could be buying these really nice sniper rifles for the Antifa?
I've always liked Chinese takeout.
Well, there's and I was telling my my new friend Bo about the this morning about the I think it was Thursday on Alex Jones' show, and he had two callers that saying there were Chinese in the Antifa groups. And my new friend said, yeah, he said these Chinese gangs are really, really, really joining up with these Antifa groups, along with the cartels that you've done massive research on. So this is the full Monty, my friend.
The full what?
The full Monty.
Is that like a wrestling hold I've never heard of?
Yeah, it's kind of a Texas thing.
Okay. Sorry, I've never lived in Texas.
Well, I'm sorry.
But I do believe in come and take it.
Yeah. But people just need to be prepared. I mean, you and I've talked about this, and my trucker friend Alan, as was reported by the American Trucker Association, when these places go hot, they're not going in.
Well, I wrote a story about that yesterday.
Huh?
I recently wrote a story about that.
Yeah. And so whatever you need, you need to get it now, because this thing's gone hot.
I'm saying the same thing, because when these truckers stop, and they're close, they're cutting back, but when they stop, the just-in-time deliveries to the box stores and to the grocery stores, that stops too, and guess what? Shelves will be empty in less than a day.
Oh, absolutely. And the way this thing seems to be accelerating, I give it about a week.
Mm-hmm.
Before these truckers just quit going into these areas. I mean, we've already seen videos of these Antifa people crawling on like ants onto these truckers and dragging them out of their trucks and, you know, beating the windshields out and stuff like that. So, it's going to get crazy quick, especially just-in-time shipments.
Just hard to know how to respond to this.
Well, you just got to prepare. You know, you and I have been talking about this for years.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, I'd say if we were to play this to everyone across America, if we're play it for our audience here, 75% of them are going to get it. If we play it across America, 75% of America are going to go, I think I just heard a conspiracy theory, Alice.
No, these are boots on the ground reports.
It's a conspiracy theory. Do you have pictures? Will they come over to my house and give me a briefing? Then I don't believe it.
Well, there's lots of pictures on what went on in Aurora the last time, and that wasn't near what's coming.
Well, I didn't see it, so it didn't happen. Isn't that what we get, Paul?
Yep. Good luck.
I know. I know. You know, I remember one time I was talking to a colleague, and a lovely guy. I really, really like this guy. But he brought up the Kennedy assassination. And he said, do you think there was any foul play? That's my reaction. I said, you could say that. And he goes, what? And I said, well, timing problem, the shell casings all lined up in a straight row, defective scope, the angle problem, the missed shot, the magic bullet, the blah, blah, blah. And he goes, oh, you're one of those conspiracy theorists. So he said to me, and it was funny because everything I said was only forensics, nothing about motive, and it was forensics that's been out there for a long time.
Well, if there's one thing I've learned since doing talk radio since 1993, the absolute worst thing the American public hates is reality.
Mm-hmm.
They want to live in their... My ex-wife lives in a pipe. And it's the only pipe that exists. There's nothing outside of it.
Is that a crack pipe?
No, just like a pipe.
Oh, like in a bubble.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Just lives
all
in
right.
a bubble and there's nothing out. I know so many people like that, it would boggle your mind.
Well, there was a song written about that. Tell me lies, tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies.
Yep.
Remember that song?
Yep.
Yeah. And we think it was just about lovers. No, it's about reality, too. Tell me lies so I can maintain my cognitive dissonance. You know, the problem is, though, is when you maintain cognitive dissonance so long and you won't accept the new reality, it actually leads to a condition called learned helplessness where you won't even lift a finger to defend yourself in the face of overwhelming evidence because you'd have to admit that you're wrong. And this explains why a lot of people in the concentration camps willingly went off to their death. They stayed in a state of denial.
Yep.
I mean, if you were in the camp, first of all, I wouldn't even let them get me to the camp. But if they put a bag over my head and caught me by surprise and got me to the camp, would you not struggle like hell as they're taking you to the showers? Wouldn't you make them shoot you in the back? Wouldn't you target a guard and try to get his gun and kill as many of them as possible?
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. I don't understand this mentality. I really don't. Let's just lay down and take our beating. We probably deserve it. We're racist.
Just amazing. Just amazing.
Paul, I just shake my head. You know, I have family members who used to think I was loonier than hell. Now, they still might believe that, but not over this stuff. Even they have opened their minds. But to so many people out there, just, hey, did you know that Fauci went to a baseball game and you can't? It's okay, he's Fauci. Did you know that he said the rioters can't catch coronavirus, but you will if you go to a gym or to church? I mean, did you see the exchange between Representative Jim Jordan and Fauci just on Capitol Hill a couple days ago? Did you see
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely.
And Jordan says, how do the rioters get away without wearing face masks and social distancing? And you're telling the mayors to get tough on everybody that goes out of the house. And he wouldn't answer the question because he's a fraud.
He's beyond a fraud. He's a criminal. Sam Anderson comes on John Moore show every Monday for the first and second hour. Amazing guy. He owns a premier gun training facility in Missouri, and he's usually a calm, balanced guy, and the guy's more experienced in every kind of gun than anybody I've ever heard. Amazing guy. But he went ballistic on the air on John's show and would just went down the list. He said, we've got to have a complete military tribunal for all of these people. They need to have their attorney, just like in Nuremberg. Give them an attorney, have a trial, found guilty. All of these people need to be taken out and executed.
Oh, he said that?
Oh my God. That was the most elevated I've ever heard him. And this guy's brilliant. He's really, really, really smart. And, he just went down the list. And Fauci was at the top. But Fauci wrecked our economy for nothing.
I know.
And one thing is treason.
Well, didn't you know Bill Gates is the acting president?
He put Bill Gates in the list, too, by the way.
I just stutter to find the words to describe how I feel about this, because I don't blame Fauci and Gates as much as I do the American people. You put up with it. You know, America's like the guy who's in their house. They got a 12-gauge next to them because someone made them get it. Guy breaks in through the door. They've already called 911 as a guy was kicking the door in. And they refuse to pick up the gun and defend themselves. And then the cops get there just in time to draw a white chalk line around the body. And that's what Americans have chosen to do. They've trusted Fauci. They've trusted the COVID-19 team. We've been out there saying conflicts of interest. Fauci's on the board of directors for Bill Gates. That's illegal for a federal employee. It's a conflict of interest. And like, people just don't want to believe it. They don't want to listen. And it's just like our governor, Doug Ducey, on the board of directors for TGen, Paul, and TGen's partners with the vaccine manufacturer and testing through Sonora Quest Laboratories. In fact, actually, Ducey came out in the media yesterday and told Sonora Quest, get off your backsides and start getting more tests done, which means more money for TGen. And he says, it's not a conflict of interest. And then the day after he imposed the face mask rule in Arizona, he was seen at a high school graduation party, a private party, not social distancing. This is on Twitter with his picture and the video, and not wearing a face mask. And yet we're supposed to obey these people.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's people out here on their bicycles, go bicycling with face masks on.
I know.
The CDC's own website says they're worthless. The Swedish government said they're worthless.
I know.
It just boggles my mind what these brain dead Americans put up with. I mean, we've got at our store, you know, we got signs all over the place. You got to wear a mask. And it's funny, I went to have breakfast this morning because I was so busy last night I didn't get to eat. And you can walk into this cafe with your face mask on because there are signs everywhere. And then everybody sits down, takes off their face masks. A sneeze goes 28 feet in a second.
I know. Well, you know.
Before you get up, before you get up from your table, you have to put your face mask back on. This is the biggest con in history, Dave.
Oh, I know. I know. I just, there's a restaurant that we went into, and you have to keep your face mask on until your drinks arrive. And if your drinks are gone, you have to keep it on until the food arrives.
Oh, my God.
And if you go to the bathroom, you have to put your face mask back on, but you're walking by people who aren't wearing their face masks because they're sitting at their tables eating. And I'm thinking, what sense does this make?
None.
No. You know, there was a church in California, and I haven't heard how it turned out. They actually bought gaming casino machines, and they opened their church.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It is. I think we all ought to carry Antifa shirts and put them on when we go out in public. We're protesting. Get the blank out of our way.
It's not a bad idea unless you get shot.
Well, no, if you're wearing Black Lives Matter or Antifa, they're going to look at you as an ally.
Boy, I tell you what, you talk about the NBA and the NFL and read the comment sections on these type of stories. I mean, these people are done with sports except for hockey. Hockey's the only one that had, you know, dropped to a knee.
Yeah, I know. Baseball was doing okay until they did that. I only go to my knee for one thing. Jesus Christ. It's funny, I don't see anyone in Black Lives Matter or Antifa or any other group, legitimate or not, that deserves to be treated like Jesus Christ. In fact, actually, do you know in Portland, they're burning Bibles and flags now? Did you know that?
Yep, saw that.
Yeah, it's amazing. And we just take it. We just take it, Paul.
Well, with our store, I mean, we have to put the signs up, and people have to wear the masks because Larimer County Health Department's rolling around, and they'll take your business license from you. That's a fascist police state when there's absolutely no law that says you have to wear a mask. There's mandates.
Okay, Paul, can I put on my teaching hat for a minute?
Please do.
Okay. My young days, history teacher, and in 1763, the colonists were the subject of the second major tax upon the colonies by the crown in Britain, and it was called the Stamp Act. In any official paper, playing cards, so forth, they had to pay a tax on it. So the Stamp Act collectors would come along, like the mayor, the Larimer County Health Department. They'd come around, and you know what these protesters did to these people, Paul? They tarred and feathered them.
Well, we need to bring that back.
Yeah, well, why is it that these people in 1763... And this is the amazing thing. They didn't have the internet. They didn't have email. They didn't have anything. No cell phones. Nothing. Yet, they were able to organize. Hey, Stamp Act collector's in town. Good, let's go get him. And not only did they tar and feather him, they put him in the stocks. They keep him there for a whole day. And sometimes it was cold out. And you know, this is what they made these people intimidated not to obey the law. And here's the deal. These people are a party to destroying my country, destroying my economy, wrecking people's lives, putting people on the street, putting their health at risk. I think tarred and feathered is a merciful punishment. Now, I'm a nonviolent person. I will never advocate for that. But using the lens of our founding fathers, yeah, they would have already done it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you got to look at places like New York City. I mean, it's a ghost town. I mean, people are bugging out of there. We're looking at losing 50 to 55, if not 60% of the restaurants across country for nothing. And now then, you've got these government paychecks that are going to end. They're going to try to bring it back up, but that could take a month or two. And you're looking at 30 million people being tossed out of their homes and their apartments. And most of them are young people. Now, where do you think, audience, and Dave Hodges, a very good statistician, where do you think these people are going to migrate to?
Well, I have already answered that in the podcast. These young males are going to be attracted to the radical groups to express their frustration, and their names are Antifa and Black Lives Matter.
Absolutely. So you're looking at a possibility, if it's 25%, we're in trouble.
I know.
Just like Gerald Celente always says, when you ain't got nothing to lose, you lose it.
I agree. He's right.
Yep.
And we're backing people into a corner. These people have absolutely played this out well, haven't they? It's been very well planned.
Without a doubt. Absolutely. And one thing that you've got to remember is a conversation I had a couple of years ago with one of my favorite Marine brothers, sheriff deputy, and he stopped by the store one night and I asked him, you know, what's the top of your list for Wellington? He goes, what in the hell are we going to do with all the people in this town that are on SSRIs and the system shuts down? Now, you magnify that for the country, where you've got 100, I mean, doctors are passing these things out like candy. Don't feel good. Kids being bad. Here, have a few of these.
I know. I hear you, Paul.
Now, what do you think's going to happen when this, we've got 30 cities that Antifa's in, the truckers don't go in, no pharmaceuticals go in, groceries, blah, 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 and you don't go cold turkey on that stuff? And I told my sheriff deputy buddy, I said, you know, I hate to say this, I really do. And he knew, you know, you can't go cold turkey off of SSRIs. And I said, bro, the only thing you can do is shoot them. Now there's your zombie apocalypse right there.
Oh,
and how many of these young people that are getting evicted, and older people too, they're getting evicted from their homes, no income, and then are on SSRIs, and they've got to go cold turkey. That's a nightmare, Dave.
Yeah. Hey, I want to read you something, and just a second here. I need to recalibrate here. We're getting a little echo here. Sorry. The travails of live radio. Okay. I've had sources through the years, and I've had a few. And obviously, this is not Alexandra Daly, because she and I are still in contact, although she's taken a little time off. I had a source just kind of, I mean, a helper, and she was doing great research for me, not going to mention the name, and she just kind of disappeared, and I thought, oh, did I make her mad? Because I thought we had a really good relationship, we were friends, exchanged personal information, and I thought, wow, that's odd. Well, I got this email, and I'm not going to say the name, and I'm not going to compromise my deep cover source that she knows, but Paula, I'd like to read this here because I think this is instructive for where we're at. You and I are talking about where we're at. This really nails it. And this is a person who brought me incredible information. Great information. Okay, so here it is. Dave, it's been a while since I've been in touch. I don't know if you know this, but one of the events that brought me to a reality to me about my work for you last year happened at the Gen 6 conference, and I happened upon a brief meeting with one of your deep cover sources and his wife, and he shook my hand and gave me a hug, said thank you for all that you do. Dave loves you, talks about you to me. And then he said to her, but do you know you could be killed for the work you're doing? And then she talked about multiple hacking events on the computer and my phone shutting off in the middle of prayers with a couple of friends added to my concerns. In addition, the collaboration work I did with one of my other sources, I'm not going to mention, who you briefly suggested and blah, 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 that. I'm just skipping over a couple of identifiers here that I don't want to read. Then she said, I stopped my work because one of your sources, I think, was compromised, and she's probably right. And then she went on to say, adding up to a few events caused me to realize I need to get close to Christ and be ready to meet him. Not so much because I'd be taking care of my work on, she mentions the subjects she researched, and if I said this, you might be able to guess who she is. And it says, but I'm one of millions of patriots who have a red X on their back. Yep, that, she's right. We all, you and I both do, Paul. Adding up these events caused me to realize that I need to get close to Christ, like I said, but I wanted to thank you for letting me work with you and give you research. I love doing the work more than anything I've done in my life. Unfortunately, I never let you know the research was taking X amount of hours of time, and the harassment was absolutely incredible. And then she went on to some of the financial shortcomings that she was going through, and it was tough for her. And she's talked about Twitter's gone, and that she was downloading stuff with all the work she did for me, and while I was downloading, it was stolen off of her computer. And she said one of the other things that's turned her into walking away was the betrayal of Trump. I don't think he's been betrayed. I would disagree with her on this. I'd say he's been neutered. And I learned over a year ago Trump was already betraying us, and he was setting up America as a kill zone, giving place to the globalists to slaughter us wholesale. I think this is going to be attempted, but I don't think Trump's behind it. Paul, let me ask you before I finish this. Do you think that Trump is setting us up for the kill zone?
Personally, no, but possibly through the deep state, I can see that. Yeah, the poor guy's surrounded. I can't believe a guy his age has put up with all this shit.
Oh, I hear you. And then she goes on to say, hacking of my work for you continues. I pulled all of my blank research, in other words, it was topical, into a dedicated IT external drive. One evening in May of 2020, I walked away, and while it was plugged into my USB port, when I opened the external drive, it had been completely wiped. It was totally empty. Every folder dedicated to the topic was gone. And that's when she says Twitter accounts, blah, 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 blah. And she said, I had some other stuff I compiled from social media, and I was building it again, and again, that was taken. And then she said, I'm writing to say goodbye, and now listen to this warning. As I know, we have but a few weeks left. Like you, I'm prepared to die before being taken to a camp. My prayers are with you, your family, and your work. And like I said, we were close. There's no question about it. I really trusted this person. And then, boom, flipped the switch, gone. And some of the rest of us who were still working together were just in shock because one person said, she loved you, Dave. I guarantee she raved about you. And then not as much as a goodbye, but I'm getting it here. But let me tell you this. This is a quality of a stand-up person as I've ever known. And she's telling us what you and I are kind of saying right here. She doesn't think this is going to have a good ending. This is why I read this. What do you think?
Oh, I'm telling you absolutely it's not going to have a good ending. I mean, you've written extensively about the Red Dawn incident. You know, we're getting calls to radio shows about Chinese people with the Antifa groups, and there's probably God knows what are in these groups. I mean, there's got to be Arab terrorists and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah,
and I'll tell you what, bombs are very easy to make. I built a pipe bomb when I was about 13, and with shotgun powder, and I put it under. There was a big old cottonwood tree in weeping willow tree in our backyard, and there was a big giant root coming out of the ground. So I put it under that root, lit the fuse, and ran off. And it blew three of the pictures off of my mom's off of our back wall. And there's already reports. I mean, these Antifa people are strapping nails to these fireworks they're throwing. Now, you take that, you strap a bunch of nails to a pipe bomb, and I was using a 1-inch piece of pipe. You do that with a 3-inch piece of pipe, you can kill a lot of people in one shot.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they're already doing this. I mean, this is a full-scale communist insurrection / civil war.
We're going to soon be living in, and I remember I wrote an article about this several months ago. I said we'll soon be living in 1992 Bosnia.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, this is where we're at. And this is what my former researcher is saying here. And I suppose people can nail it down to 7 or 8, but I don't give our researchers a lot of publicity unless they come on the show. So people would be kind of just speculating here. So I'm trying to hide her identity, but all my researchers have red X's on their backs, as the expression goes. And me too. Paul, I'm not bragging. I wish this wasn't true. I'll tell you about a couple of incidences. I'm in line at McDonald's in the double drive stuff, and I'm going to get an orange. Shouldn't be drinking soda, I know, but it's so hot, and I didn't have any water in the car. So pulling up next to me were these two ladies, and they're honking, and they're in the parallel lane to me ordering, and I look over, and they go, like, motioning to roll down my window. They go, "Dave Hodges, smile!" And they're taking pictures of me. Okay, that's one. Yeah, that's one. And then I was in this pizza place, and actually dining by myself. And I was having a salad. I was being good. I've done good in the gym. Anyway, two guys walked by me and goes, "That's him, that's him." And I looked over, and they go, "Dave Hodges, right? Yeah. Oh, we love your stuff. Can we take our picture with you?" Now, those were the friendly people, and I don't mind that. But, Paul, unfortunately now my face is recognizable, and not everyone's going to like me, because there's a lot of people who may not look criminal who are in these criminal organizations. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. There's some of these people in these Antifa groups. You know, they used to wear the all black and all that stuff. And they're wearing blending in clothing around the country.
Oh, I know. That's why my Black Lives Matter neighbor, who drives a truck, who has Border Patrol vehicles on his rig.
And they're not new trucks, are they?
No. That's why I think it's used for a false flag. And my son and I first saw it a day and a half ago, and one of my neighbors I'm pretty close with sent me the picture today, and I go, "Yeah, I've seen it." And in their windows they have Black Lives Matter, which, you know, that's their right. It's their right to put the sign up. I'm not going to harass them for it. But then they showed up with the Border Patrol trucks that are used. Oh, one can only imagine the possibilities, right?
Well, I think we're in the absolute false flag season. I mean, we don't know how many suitcase nukes are out there. I mean, there is so much technology these people can use. It's frightening.
It is frightening. Absolutely frightening.
Yeah, and what's Obama and Soros going to give these people next? I mean, they're... Yeah, I think it was Melbourne, Florida, Lexington, Kentucky, and Detroit, where they found these drop-in, fully automatic trigger systems for an AR-15 and suppressors. Okay, we got three places they got caught. How many places didn't they get caught?
I don't know.
And now then, we've got people reporting on TV, radio shows that they're seeing Chinese people marching with the Antifa people.
They are. They've been catching for a few months an uptick of Chi-Coms trying to cross the border, and this comes to me from DHS and Border Patrol. So that's true.
And that's not counting on all the other ones that have been here for years that you've been writing about.
I don't take pleasure out of having been right, except it's kind of like half a middle finger to those who just called me everything crazy. It is what it is. I was lucky back in 2015, 2014, I had DEA sources. I still do have Border Patrol sources. And they're all saying the same thing. And we saw hints of it in the media, so I thought, okay, that's interesting, and I'd write about it, and people go, you're crazy. You're crazy.
Maybe not. It was 4 or 5 years ago. John Moore had a friend and associate that had taken a trip down to Mexico for business, and he actually saw the Chinese bases down there. He said there wasn't a lot of people there. The equipment's there, the armor's there, the tanks are there, but it just looks like there's maintenance people just taking care of that stuff. That's 4 or 5 years ago.
I'm not sure what to make of all this. How close are we? I mean, this person who wrote to me said a few weeks away. I think it's closer to 80 to 90 days, but I'm kind of splitting hairs, aren't I?
Well, we're already there, buddy. The Chinese just haven't crossed the border yet. I mean, go look at a map and look at West Texas. You, being a Marine Corps tanker, you could... And, of course, Marine Corps tanks is small compared to the Army. I mean, they've got battalions. But there's nothing to stop them. All they got to do is blow a couple of, interstate bridges up at El Paso, go up the middle of Odessa, blow up a couple of overpasses, and just keep going north. They could go all the way to Canada. You look at western Oklahoma, western Nebraska, they could drive all the way to Canada.
There's a report out there that's talking about Chinese troops spotted north of the Canadian border. Have you seen that in the northwest?
Yeah.
What do you make of that?
They're already there.
Yeah.
I mean, there's already been talk of Russian troops 2 years ago seen in Alaska.
Well, I reported on that back in 2012.
Yep.
And in 2011, Obama signed an agreement, or FEMA did, I should say, with the Russian Foreign Ministry to bring the first 15,000 Russian troops. And people told me I was crazy, yet I printed pictures of Spetsnaz at Fort Carson training with our soldiers. Do you remember the pictures?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I saw that. My head exploded. So I called John Moore, and he called me back a couple of days later, and he said, Paul, this is directly from Langley. Of course, for those of you who don't know, that John's been a 35-year homicide detective, but after he got out of Special Forces, he was in Special Forces Intelligence during Vietnam and was highly recruited by the CIA until the last interview where the guy went, well, you know, John, the CIA does kind of eat their own. So he said, Roger that. I'm out of here. But he's still got people he know. And so John called me back in about 48 hours, said, Paul, the actual numbers are 25,000 in the five largest military bases in the United States.
How many?
25,000.
Russians?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, we've been... excuse me, we've done this on broadcast. You know, I had a good friend that was an armorer, Army armorer, that got out and opened up his own business, and he was doing some work for a Larimer County deputy, and God, this was 4 or 5 years ago, and he was asking if he saw it, and his route is from Estes Park to the south to Allen's Park in that area, and he asked, you see any Russians up there? He goes, oh, yeah. We don't like them very much. They're not very pleasant. And so the guy came back to pick up his weapon and asked him again, how are those Russians up there? He said, well, they're starting to bring in their women. And they've been spotted all over up here. They like the sports stores, and they like the knife departments and stuff like that, along with the scariest one. Mm-hmm. That I've talked about on previous shows is a friend of mine's a former police officer, lieutenant, and retired, and he kind of likes to hang out at they like to shop at the Walmart Superstore between Loveland and Fort Collins. He's just kind of hanging out, walking around the store, and he calls me. He said, you're never going to believe what I saw. I said, what's that? There was four Muslims looking guys, all had beards, two had shaved heads, two didn't, but they had barcodes on the left side of their neck. And I go, what in the heck is that? And he goes, I don't know. So I'm reaching out to some sources, and I've got a friend of mine that's well traveled. He was a black ops sniper, Marine, and he came by the store one night. He's kind of a ghost. And I was telling him about it. He said, you know what those are, don't you? And I said, no, dummy, that's why I'm asking you. He said, those are former Turkish prisoners that have been evaluated that can operate in a military environment. But they're all mass killers, rapists. I mean, these are bad, bad, bad dudes. So we've got, you know, that up here. And, which has all been pre-planned. And, I mean, there's enough stuff in this country right now, along with Antifa and all of these Chinese people that are with them. When this thing blows, Dave, it's going to be big.
Well, you know, I wrote an article a few times over the last few years saying on one day there's going to be a big Tet Offensive and everyone's going to come out and play. And I'm still standing by that prediction. It's going to happen. Is there going to be an election?
I doubt it. There's no... excuse me. I mean, Biden is the biggest joke in politics ever. I mean, only thing the Democrats have got is an Alzheimer's patient. And you and I were on the air right after Trump got elected, and I said the Democrats are going to go to scorched earth. And here we are. We've had our whole country brought down for nothing. And the weaker we get, and I don't know how much more weaker we can get, but I'm sure we can. And when we're at our weakest, that's when it'll happen.
It's just absolutely amazing. Paul, tell people how they can follow your work.
Revolutionradio.org. I've had kind of a busy weekend, so only thing I put up today was your piece, but prepare. I mean, when these supply lines shut down, you know, we've got to take care of our elderly. I mean, people are on so many meds, and you've got heart attack patients and all this stuff. You've got to have medication for these people. Find a doctor that'll write you a one-year script.
Yeah, a lot of doctors will, but the pharmacies won't fill them, or the insurance won't cover it.
If you can pay for it, they'll give it to you.
I know some people that have tried, and they haven't been successful. I advise people to go do natural health care and find out what's equivalent and stockpile that. That might be the best bet. But if you got a doctor that does it, yeah, God bless you and hope you're successful. Well, Paul's website again is revolutionradio.org. It's one of the best news aggregate sources out there, so you should wake up to it every morning, check it out, and see what the bad guys are up to. Of course, when they pull the tanks upside your house, maybe they'll stop coming to our websites. Who knows, Paul? Hey, look, I appreciate you coming on, talking about these tough times. And where are the tar and feathers for the stamp back collectors? I'll leave you with that thought. Paul, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Dave. God bless everybody.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, also a member, Common Sense Show TV, and we'll be announcing that on our website. Thank you so much. We'll see you back here next time.